Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The wildfires in Hawaii have now killed at least 36 people. Officials in Maui said this morning that the deaths were discovered amid the active Lahaina fire. The wind-whipped wildfires have forced hundreds of people to evacuate, overwhelmed hospitals, and drove some people into the ocean to escape the flames. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina town went up in smoke, where fires fueled by wind from a passing hurricane were concentrated. The popular tourist spot turned into a raging inferno in no time whatsoever. President Biden is wrapping up his Western trip today in Utah. Biden made stops in Arizona and New Mexico this week and will speak in Salt Lake City today to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act, expanding benefits to military veterans sickened by exposure to toxic burn pits. Yesterday, FBI agents shot and killed a Utah man who allegedly was making online threats against Biden. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has fired his top general and is telling his military to prepare for war. North Korea's state media agency reported today that Kim is calling for more weapons production, expanded military drills, and preparation for the possibility of war. The call for expanded arms production comes as the United States suspects North Korea of providing weapons to Russia for its war in Ukraine. A national chain is bringing back Taco Tuesday for an entire month. Taco Bell says its customers will be able to get a free taco every Tuesday from August 15th to September 5th. The offer comes after the Taco John's restaurant chain dropped its trademark on the phrase Taco Tuesday, making it possible for other businesses to use it. Taco Bell has released a statement saying, Taco Tuesday belongs to all who make, sell, eat, and celebrate tacos. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The crowd numbers at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is down this year, but drug and alcohol arrests are up. The South Dakota Department of Transportation reported the vehicle count hit 250,000 on Tuesday, the fifth day of the rally. That's about 40,000 below the five-year average. Meade County Sheriff Pat West said yesterday that felony and misdemeanor drug arrests are pretty high compared to last year. He also said DUIs continue to be an issue. Twitter records are being used as evidence in the Justice Department's case against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Unsealed court records have revealed that special counsel Jack Smith secured a search warrant for Donald Trump's Twitter account during the 2020 election case. The documents indicate that Twitter was prohibited from notifying Trump about the warrant due to concerns that Trump might destroy evidence. Additionally, Twitter incurred a $350,000 fine for its delayed submission of the records. Trump is facing felony charges for his alleged effort to unlawfully overturn the 2020 election. I'm John Schaefer.
Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio is dead.
Local authorities say he was shot to death while leaving a political rally in the country's capital city of Quito. Villavicencio was leaving a rally at a high school when the shots rang out. He was rushed to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead. Villavicencio had been polling behind other candidates, but had seen an increase in support recently. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, and heavy hearts for the Ohana in Maui and the Big Island. The word for the day from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The last note that I got from our daughter last night was that they're doing fine. Lahaina was destroyed, basically, and they lived in Lahaina. So I guess what we're understanding is that their home in which they live, this community, all burnt down. Because when you look at how the fire went through Lahaina, across the road and into the city, Front Street is all but gone. Banyan, that iconic tree that's been around for over 100 years, is gone. And it's just devastating. I was just there in for New Year's and for Christmas, visiting with our daughter, and and it's just amazing. But the strength of the kids, and I say kids because it's a young community. These are 30 somethings, and the network of the mamas, the aunties there, and how they've all come together. That's in Maui, and I'm sure the Waliszewskis are on the Big Island. And Kelsey and the rest of them up there are, experiencing the same thing. It's that, it is that aloha, ohana spirit that brings them together and strengthens them through this challenging time. It is just amazing. Again, I would, shout out to everybody who has been sending their prayers and notes and texts. And as you can imagine, I can't answer them all, but I just want to say in a general sense, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you joining with them and their hearts and their spirit to go through this period of time that is going to bring tears and heartache and a lot of hard work, because this is something that's going to take a period of time for them to rebuild and come back. But by God's grace and mercy, they will. Mark Meckler is with us now, and it's good to have him with us. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Heavy heart for Lahaina Town, a place I know and love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's amazing, Mark. I see the footage there, and it just blew me away. I mean, it looks like a combat zone. It got so devastated. I mean, all the way down to the harbor, and the boats that didn't get unanchored and out in the water, they all burnt down too.
Yeah, and we don't think of Hawaii as being a place that burns with wildfires. So, you might think of volcanoes or maybe occasionally a tsunami or something like that. But it's such a green, lush place. It's hard to imagine a wildfire there. But apparently these fires pushed by hurricane-force winds. And once they get going, man, they just move through. A lot of loss of life there. We're still checking on friends over there who we haven't heard from. So we are very prayerful about the situation over there.
Right. Well, they're, you know, hey, this Hawaiians, they bind together, and, you know, and people say, well, what are they going to eat? And I go, you don't know Hawaiians, man. There's pigs on the island. There's fish out there. There's vegetation. You know, they're very, very resourceful in that sense, you know. So, yes, I mean, and there's people, you know, obviously you're going to, you know, support and send things, you know, the churches and all that kind of stuff, and fundraisers will happen for these kids. And, you know, it's just tough because these are all, I mean, these are our kids. All of them, it's like our sons and daughters, you know, because they're in that age group, you know. So, but in that particular area right above Lahaina, that is like the driest spot of the island, Mark, and it gets really dry. And it doesn't take much. I mean, there's fires that happen there all the time, but very rarely does it cross over, you know, over the highway. And because of the winds, like you said, the 70-mile-an-hour winds from Hurricane Dora, it just sent it right into the city, and it was just all like, you know, like tinder. You know, it just cooked it. But anyway, you know, a minimal amount of loss of life. I think they're reporting something, maybe a dozen or so, you know, people died. I've heard anywhere from 6 to 12, and you know, and many people injured. But, yes, we'll continue to pray for them. Mark Meckler, the president of the Convention of States, and Mark, you know, here it is, our country. Boy, you know, you think of Lahaina and shambles, our country right now. We've got a president of the United States that every day, with more and more revelation and emails and bank reports, is up to his earlobes in criminality. We've got you know, threats from China, Russia. You know, they're abounding. And, you know, even our institutions seem to be so woke and concerned about these things that have little to do with their primary mission, and very distracted. You know, we are extremely vulnerable. And if we do not get some leadership really quick, we're going to be in serious trouble. And you've seen this on the horizon for a long time. This is why you've been beating the drum for the Convention of States. And you continue to encourage the states to say, look, there is something to do about it. Just because it is doesn't mean that it always has to be, right?
Yeah, look, I think I might have a different perspective than a lot of people. And you get more of this than most people, which is I actually have hope. I mean, I do see a lot of darkness all around me. I'm not Pollyanna-ish. Like you said, I mean, we have a president who has severe dementia and also now an exposed long history of very deep corruption in his entire family. I think it's not unfair to call it the Biden crime family syndicate. So we've got all that going on. We've got the moral decline of the nation, CRT and gender ideology and all that stuff. But at the same time, as I travel around the country, which I do constantly, I was just in Nashville day before yesterday, I have hope. Because everywhere I go, I meet incredible people who are in the fight, and the remnant is rising, and there are great patriots everywhere. There are people who know the Constitution. There are people who understand what liberty means, and they're in the fight. So I'm not anywhere near giving up. I'm not depressed or feeling dark about it. I'm actually, Bill, as hopeful as I've been in my entire now almost 15 years in politics.
Wow. I'll tell you, Mark, that's exciting to hear because, you know, and I hope I wasn't sounding, you know, pessimistic, because like you, sometimes what gets confusing is what the mainstream media would want us to believe. I mean, we have been told time and again. That's why I keep telling people, I go, do you know this or have you been told this? You know, it's like for the issue of Donald Trump. I wrote a commentary, a couple of years ago, I think maybe a little over a year ago. Who told you to hate Donald Trump? I mean, and because when you hear people's response, it's bumper sticker, you know, repetition of what the mainstream media has been saying. And it's far from the truth. It is a narrative that fits their agenda to keep them in power and control. And I agree with you. I believe Main Street America, the forgotten men and women, you know, is out there in record numbers. I don't think they're fairly represented in some of this polling that comes out, but that's okay. But the thing is that we need to protect more than ever, Mark, is the vote, so that it truly is the consent of the governed that leads our country.
It is. It's supposed to be. Less and less that's true, unfortunately. And part of that is the vote and the way the vote handled and all that. And I absolutely saw plenty of fraud going back over the last 4 years. But I think the biggest thing is the manipulation of the media. If you want to know how an election gets rigged, I don't think it's as much by the direct voting itself as it is by all the stuff the media does that they're doing to us right now, the stuff that they're doing to Donald Trump, all the indictments,
right,
the wall-to-wall coverage and all that stuff. That is an intention to rig an election.
Yeah. It is a form of voter suppression, isn't it, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. A direct form of voter suppression, in my opinion.
I'll tell you, when we come back, we're going to talk more with the president of the Convention of States, Mark Meckler. He'll give us an update on where we are on the state count and what's next. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back, Fresh and Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And also, we are now producing a TV show every afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Great guest. Look forward, in fact, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, a little programming note. Scott Powell is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about, rebuilding America and what it all takes. Mark Meckler right now continues with us. He's the president of the Convention of States. Mark, I know this past weekend you were getting together and, doing a bit of a convention, I guess, maybe a pre-convention of the anticipated convention. Maybe you can explain what all you were doing.
Sure. What we did is we held what's called a simulated convention. In other words, operating just like an actual Article 5 convention would operate. We had 104 commissioners from all over the country. Most of them commissioners were actually state legislators or retired state legislators. They understand parliamentary procedure. They got together and they debated proposed amendments around our application. So our Article 5 application calls for discussion of term limits for Congress and potentially for bureaucrats. It talks about fiscal restraints on the federal government, like a balanced budget amendment or imposing tax or spending caps. And it talks about jurisdictional and scope restraints on the federal government. In other words, being able to tell them, no, you can't be involved in things like education or healthcare or energy. So they got together, they gathered in convention, the convention opened, they broke into committees and subcommittees, and then they came back. And on the last day, they debated all the proposed amendments on the floor, and they ultimately passed out 6 proposed amendments. So this is a trial run for the real thing.
Mark, this is amazing to me. I mean, and this should be quite telling for all of America, is that this is a movement of common sense where you're getting people coming together and saying, okay, because a lot of people emotionally can say, well, we need to fix the government, we need to do this and that. But to sit down and to come together, committed to really answer the problem, that's impressive. And like you said, I understand, why that would give you hope, because you feel like for all the efforts that you've been putting into this, an Article 5 Convention of the States. And I would say, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know about Article 5 Convention of the States, we're going to give you a website later on, and you can do your own studying. And as we say, make it your knowledge. Make you sure you understand. It's not because Bill and Mark told you something. It's because you know something. You were motivated to look into it and understand that this is constitutional. And this is one of the remedies that our brilliant founding fathers have given to us whenever we face a rogue government that some would suggest that we're facing right now. Go ahead, Mark. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are facing a rogue government right now. They don't listen to the American people. The American people want term limits. They want the federal budget balanced. They want less of Washington, D.C. in their lives. And they're never going to do those things voluntarily from D.C. And I want to address, Bill, because I guarantee you have some listeners that are saying that, oh, they're afraid of this and runaway convention. And if you believe that stuff, then you have now been duped by leftist propaganda. And I don't blame you, because there's been a lot of it out there. And some fairly prominent people over the years, like Phyllis Schlafly, were duped by this propaganda.
Exactly.
If you look at the list of people who were in support, it's literally every single nationally known major figure on the right that's commented on it is in support. And against it is every single leftist group in America: Planned Parenthood, La Raza, MoveOn.org, Daily Cause, Hillary Clinton. So the thing is, if you're against this, then you're with Hillary Clinton, Daily Cause, and Planned Parenthood. If you're a conservative, which you probably are if you're listening to Bill, then you got to ask yourself, why are you and Hillary and Planned Parenthood on the same side?
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, we know about power and control. Not necessarily easy to get, but once you get it, boy, they're going to hang on to it, out of their steely hands. They're not about to, give this up, because they have coordinated a system of government that is unlike what was designed by our founding fathers and the U.S. Constitution. They have obliterated it. They have bent it in all sorts of pretzel logic in order to accommodate their own desires. And it's certainly then not a government of, for, by we the people. What it comes down to is a government of, for, by ruling elites. And this is what's more and more that we're realizing here, Mark, that, the common man is forgotten. The ruling elites, I think Nancy Pelosi said it quite well when they impeached President Trump the second time, and she was bragging about the brilliance of these attorneys that were leading the impeachment, that they could be working at four other jobs, and they were just, you know, geniuses. I mean, the hubris and arrogance of these elected officials, because you sit there and go, okay, let's take you for your word that these guys are so brilliant and these women are so brilliant that they could work anywhere else. Well, why are they getting us into $300 trillion of debt just for one if they're so smart, you know?
Yeah, and I would say it has nothing to do with necessarily brain power, though. We've seen evidence of a lot of lack of that in Washington, D.C., but it's all about power, period. It's about
totally.
The quest for power. And the reason they spend all that money is spending that money gives them power. They can spread favors around, as we've seen with Hunter Biden and using his power and his power with his father's administration to get favors to Ukraine and China and other countries antithetical to our interests. So this
exactly.
is all about the exercise of power. And the only way we're going to get rid of these folks and stop them from exercising power against the interests of the United States and the people of the United States is by taking control of our government again. And the method that the framers gave us for doing that is calling an Article 5 convention.
Well, Mark, you bring up a good point here, and I hope people caught this because it's in the middle of your sentence, and that is that here, you know, they're all kind of the coin of the realm is influence, and that's what they're selling. You know, and what we're seeing with the Biden family and the Biden brand, don't think it's unique, okay? I mean, I'd give you three classic cases right now. We see it with the Bidens. We saw it with Hillary Clinton. We saw it with John Kerry. The thing I find is quite interesting is these three amigos here all came under the Barack Obama administration. So it just, you know, causes you to take pause for a moment and wonder, okay, everybody's beak's getting wet here. I wonder if the bigger guy, you know, is getting his, his juice as well. But, you know, be that as it may, clearly something is amuck here when time and again, Mark, you get these politicians that come in. And, I don't fault them for being, you know, being wealthy and having some money because it's expensive to run a campaign anymore. I get that. But why are you going to spend so much money for $170,000 a year and free haircuts? And then at the end of the day, if you're able to extend your political life expectancy beyond the usual and you end up serving, you know, 15 or 20 years, you come out a gazillionaire and on $170,000 a year. It just doesn't add up, right?
No, it doesn't add up. And this is a fundamental problem with our system. People go to D.C., they're average or below average in their income, and they leave wealthy. And that's not a coincidence. The system is set up in a way that they can do that, where they do insider trading and all kinds of other stuff. And in the case of Joe Biden, it appears pretty clear at this point that he was literally just being paid for political influence, like directly making money as vice president. He's out there bragging about getting rid of a prosecutor that was investigating a company where his son was on the board. That's pretty direct influence peddling. Mm-hmm. My opinion is they have the evidence to impeach him right now. And if they don't do it, I don't know what's wrong with the Republic.
Well, a minute and a half left here, Mark. Okay, how many states do we need? Where are we at on the count? And what do you see happening in the, you know, next year or two in regard to Article 5?
So this was the impossible task, right? The framers set it up so it's the highest bar in the American system of government. It takes 34 states to call a convention. So far, 19 have done so. We're on the verge, I would say, in Kansas. There's some legal maneuvering. North Carolina, we're just waiting for their Senate to come back into session. We've already passed the House. That'll take us to 20 and 21. And then I expect over the next year or so, we should see probably four or five more fall into that category. I mean, we're getting to single digit point on convention states. I expect by somewhere between 27 and 28, we'll hit the mark.
Any blue states, Mark, thinking about this?
I mean, we had blue state delegates at the convention, so it is being considered. We've had some Democrats vote for it, but nothing really moving forward in the blue states right now.
So primarily the red states. Okay, so if people want to get involved, they want to make sure that they are fully aware and that they own their own knowledge, where do they need to go to understand what's going on with the with the convention of states?
Yeah, go to conventionofstates.com, sign up there today, send a petition to your legislator, and click on the Get Involved tab so that you can get involved and be a volunteer. Conventionofstates.com.
You got it. He's the president of COS, Mark Meckler. Thank you, Mark.
I need to cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. The wildfires in Hawaii have now killed at least 36 people. Officials in Maui said this morning that the deaths were discovered amid the active Lahaina fire. The wind whipped wildfires have forced hundreds of people to evacuate, overwhelmed hospitals, and drove some people into the ocean to escape the flames. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina town went up in smoke, where fires fueled by wind from a passing hurricane were concentrated. President Biden is wrapping up his Western trip today in Utah. Biden made stops in Arizona and New Mexico this week and will speak in Salt Lake City today to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act, expanding benefits to military veterans sickened by exposure to toxic burn pits. Yesterday, FBI agents shot and killed a Utah man who allegedly was making online threats against Biden. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Well, DeRoy, the money continues to mount up, as we said from the very beginning. You know, when you're talking about $10 million, again, that just seems like chump change. But as the old axiom goes, as you follow the money, and this is even before talking to Eric Sherwin, who was really the money manager for the Biden brand, we've got more money being reported here in this next tranche, right?
Yeah, it just never stops. You know, the latest thing now, courtesy of Congressman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky in the House Government Oversight Committee, they got their hands on Biden bank records. And what they say is that the amount now is $20 million. According from them, the committee has now identified over $20 million in payments from foreign sources to the Biden family and their business associates. And this is money coming in from Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and Norway, Denmark, and France. So, you know, these
right.
are countries with a little bit of a sort of shady background. One of my favorites is this $3.5 million from a woman named Yelena Baturina. She's the wealthiest woman in Russia. She's also the former first lady of Moscow. Her husband used to be mayor. and 3.5 million. So, you know, most usually when people go to Russia, they come back with the, you know, little trinkets with, you know, Lenin's picture or,
the dogs. Where were those dolls?
Montreal.
Those infant dolls. There's somebody around
here. One doll inside of the next. You see those. 100K back with 3.5 million. That's a pretty nice deal. So maybe I should go back to Russia, see if I can get in on some of that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go get some dolls and open them up.
Maybe that's the money's
a million here, a million there. You know, before you got some money there.
Exactly.
But again, you see, and the numbers that I've been hearing, DeRoy, from various sources. You know, we started 10, we're now 20. I think at one point Comer said, you know, it could be upwards of 30. Others now are, you know, we're looking at over 100 million is what they're estimating. Still, I mean, it's still a very fluid situation to where more information, and I think that sometimes, you know, the American people, this is just so incredible. Of course, you know, we're talking about it, and we're probably spending, just right now in this moment in time, we're spending more time on this and reporting it to the American people than the mainstream media combined.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, if you tune into the nightly news programs tonight, you're probably not going to hear much about this, if anything at all. And these details are just astonishing. Here's another one. This is a man by the name of Kenneth Rakishev. He's a Kazakhstani oligarch.
Mm-hmm.
And he wired $142,300 to Rosemont Seneca, which is the company jointly owned by Devin Archer and mm-hmm. Hunter Biden. And that paid for a brand new Porsche, I think it was. So
yeah, right, exactly.
The first son, the son of the President of the United States, in April 2014, who then was the Vice President of the United States, getting a guy from Kazakhstan to buy him a new Porsche. What on earth is that? Please explain that to me. I mean, if that isn't bribery, I don't know what bribery is. I don't know why the Department of Justice doesn't have Hunter Biden in handcuffs. We need to move on to impeachment of Joe Biden. This looks to me like a massive, massive criminal conspiracy. I mean, imagine if in the middle of the Trump administration, we saw that somebody from overseas wired money to Don Jr. or to Eric Trump to buy a new Porsche. Can you imagine the scandal? Just that alone.
Oh my God!
It would probably
exactly.
knock the Russian oligarch, the Russian collusion stuff, rather, out of the headlines, and we'd be talking nonstop about Eric Trump's Porsche paid for by somebody from Turkmenistan or whatever it might be.
Right.
But this happens with Hunter Biden, and it's just mainstream media. Who cares? Whatever. Nothing there.
Exactly. Well, they went crazy over a phone call. I mean, the president. On a phone call just says, hey, check into this for me. It wasn't like he said, hey, if you don't check into it, I'm going to withhold money. That was never even part. There was no, you know, no part of the transcript of that phone call that indicated other than the president just saying, hey, check it out.
Yeah,
that's it.
And by the way,
as compared, yeah.
And by the way, it turns out, yeah, there is corruption involving the Bidens in Ukraine. So there was something there. They have to look at it. Imagine if Trump had a serious inkling that the Bidens were engaged in corruption in Ukraine, and he didn't bring it up. Somebody could say that was dereliction of duty.
Exactly.
The opportunity to talk to Ukraine, he didn't bring it up, and that would have been him not doing his job. I think the job of the president is, if you've got a major American political figure possibly involved in foreign corruption, and you talk to the head of that country, you ought to ask him about it. And by the way, the Ukrainians got the money. I think Zelensky testified, or he gave a statement somewhere, that he never considered the money to have been delayed. It showed up at the time he expected it, and he didn't understand there was a delay until the controversy erupted over here. I think it was about 2 months, if I'm not mistaken. And the money flowed. They got what they wanted. They also got Javelin missiles to blow up Russian tanks, which is why the Russians have not totally taken over Ukraine. So they got what they wanted. It wasn't like versus Joe Biden, who told the Ukrainians, you better fire Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor who was going after Burisma, and again, the company on whose board Hunter Biden served. You have 6 hours, or you don't get a billion dollar loan guarantee.
Right.
And as that son of a bee, the guy got fired.
Exactly. Well, and also throughout the administration, Obama was withholding, you know, support to Ukraine. I mean, they were playing a cat and mouse game all along. So, I mean, this is all a joke. Not to mention the fact, are you going to tell me that even when President Trump talked to Zelensky and said, would you check it out? Are you going to tell me that Zelensky didn't already know there was corruption going on, that it was a bad deal?
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's the president of Ukraine and you've got this state prosecutor, I think roughly the equivalent of the attorney general over there, you'd think he'd know something about this. You know, his chief of staff would have said, hey, boss, guess what Shokin's doing? He's looking into possible corruption of the vice president of the United States, former vice president perhaps at that point. Yeah, I think he would know something about this. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the president of the United States saying, hey, do you know anything about this? And Zelensky could say, yeah, by the way, here's what we found. Or, you know, Mr. President, we looked into it. And the Bidens are, you know, clean as whistles. There's nothing there. So good luck with the rest of your duties. You don't have to worry about this anymore. And that would have been useful. And then Trump could stop worrying about that and focus on other things on his plate.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, that's not the way they play the game. I mean, first of all, you're dealing with people who are corrupt to begin with. I mean, this is the money laundering capital of the world. Mm-hmm. And you're talking to them about money laundering is like, oh, okay, you know, like you're going to go into some mafioso den and have them spill the beans, right? Just because you know what, you're Chris Wallace from, you know, 60 Minutes, and you're going to be able to, you know, get the information. I mean, how laughable. I mean, this is just, but the fact of the matter is as you said, there's living proof of all this. You have Joe Biden on tape himself, and it's so funny because you hear the Democrats and go, well, there was never really a quid pro quo. It wasn't that obvious. I mean, we know there's some illusion, so to speak.
Illusion of influence, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, what? Come on, give me a break. I mean, he bragged about it in his all his hubris and arrogance, and of course it's amazing because when you watch that clip, you know, and I watched it and goes, you know, he can carry a sentence. He sounds pretty lucid, and you know, fast forward what only 5 years, and the guy's a shell of himself by comparison. But nobody wants to point this out to Roy.
Yeah, he's deteriorated very quickly. I mean, agree or disagree with Joe Biden, up until certainly all the way through the vice presidency and maybe even early in his campaign, he was you know, pretty lucid and could put sentences together. I mean, a lot of the stuff he said was weird, and a lot of it was totally crazy, and almost all of it was horrible from a public policy standpoint, but you could follow his sentences and follow his prose. And now, you know, he gets up and talks, and so much of it just doesn't make any sense. He has these bizarre statements like, you know, God save the Queen, man. When, of course, the Queen is no longer there. Rest her soul. There's a king there, but he didn't say God save the King, and he wasn't in the UK, he was in the US. So what a strange comment. And yeah, all sorts of things like this he blurts out, and you wonder why. What exactly is on this man's mind, if anything? So it's,
well, and here he is. He's at the Grand Canyon, you know, not that far away from the border, which to me is crazy, you know, because of the real crisis that's going on. And he announces, he kind of throws out there, goes, oh, yeah, we're in a climate crisis. I'm declaring an emergency. So now he's going to claim emergency authorization over climate. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file
your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, you are writing that the Joe Biden DOJ is where justice goes to die. And there's just something, it's not Joe Biden, but it just seems something that is consistent with Democratic presidents. You know, the Department of Justice becomes the wingman for the for the president and for the party, whereas on the opposite side you get guys like Bill Barr and they try to play it down the middle, and it's like Donald Trump would have probably died and went to heaven if he had any kind of support like Joe Biden is getting from the likes of Merrick Garland.
Absolutely. Now, Merrick Garland is basically acting as Joe Biden's de facto campaign chairman, and the Department of Justice should just be honest and call themselves the Biden campaign headquarters. It's astonishing to me the incredible lengths that the DOJ will go to, I think illegal lengths, to act as human shields for the Biden family. You know, for example, you've got the prosecutors in the federal Department of Justice basically dragging their feet through all of these tax probes of Hunter Biden, to the degree that the tax evasion in which Hunter Biden apparently engaged in 2014 and 2015, these statutes of limitations lapsed, so now he's free on that score, as opposed to the rest of us, we've got to pay our taxes or we're in big trouble. Right. And then you've got this extraordinary situation where you've got a woman by the name of Leslie Wolf, an assistant U.S. attorney at the Department of Justice. There was an effort by the part of the IRS to get a search warrant to take a look at a storage locker Hunter Biden's got in Northern Virginia. And they apparently were getting initial approval to do this. Well, this woman, Leslie Wolf, got on the horn, and according to IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley, she called up Hunter's defense counsel and told him about the storage unit, as I'm quoting now, this Gary Shapley, the whistleblower, Leslie Wolf, simply reached out to Hunter Biden's defense counsel and told him about the storage unit, once again ruining our chance to get to evidence before being destroyed, manipulated, or concealed. And just on May 15th, just a couple months ago, the IRS, or rather the Department of Justice, contacted the IRS and told them to stop this 13-man probe of Hunter's taxes. And so the IRS took those 13 people who were looking at Hunter Biden's taxes and reassigned them to other duties. I mean, this is obstruction of justice. There's no other word for this, but obstruction of justice. I mean, this sounds like something out of, you know, Watergate or beyond. And over,
exactly.
The Department of Justice rushes in. Anytime the Bidens are in trouble, the Department of Justice rushes in to protect them. You know, if the heat gets too hot, next day they will introduce indictments against Donald J. Trump to shift the public attention away from anything that embarrasses the Bidens. It's astonishing, deeply legal. Mm-hmm. People involved in this need to be disbarred. Their law licenses need to be shredded. And if these people broke the law, which I think they did, I think it's obstruction of justice, mm-hmm. maybe conspiracy, they ought to be arrested, they ought to be indicted, they ought to be prosecuted. And if they're convicted, they should spend many, many years in federal prison for this.
And kept away, anything in the bureaucracy in our government, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
You know, it was interesting because Fox News last week, I don't know if you saw this, you got a former Baltimore police commissioner, Daryl D'Souza. He spends 275 days in jail for not paying taxes. You know, basically the same thing as Hunter Biden, except not so much the same thing, because I think that his tax liability was something like $60,000, not a couple of million. Dollars, and he spends time in jail, and Hunter's getting this sweet deal of no consequences whatsoever, just kind of like a drug diversion program, all put into a nice little package, right?
No, it's astonishing. Yeah, and luckily, thankfully, this plea deal imploded a couple weeks ago, as well it should have. The judge asked some basic questions, and it suddenly looked as if the Hunter Biden's lawyers didn't actually talk to the Department of Justice and determine what was in the plea deal. I don't think anybody actually seen it up until that time. And so that imploded and was withdrawn, and so they're now working that again. But the effort by the DOJ is not to exact justice. It's not equal justice under law. It's to give basically a free spa treatment to Hunter Biden, sweep the whole thing
exactly.
under the rug, and help Joe Biden continue this political career, and I assume get reelected President of the United States in 2024. It's unbelievable, and the idea of equal justice under law is dead in the society
exactly.
right now.
Well, they probably consulted with Joe Biden himself, you know, the legal genius that he is, you know, to write up that plea deal.
Who knows? He might have been in on it. It's hard to believe Joe Biden is completely detached and unaware of all this stuff. I mean, if he is, that is disturbing. If he isn't, that's disturbing. Either way, it's disturbing. So I find it hard to believe when Joe Biden's up at Camp David with his son and they're walking through the trails up there in the Catoctin Mountains that they're not talking about this stuff. I mean, I can't imagine that this is not a focus of their conversations, especially in places where they can't be overheard.
Well, the president has no credibility anymore because he's caught in so many lies, you know, telling everybody that he didn't have anything to do with his son's business, never talked to him, and then all of a sudden it's the narrative has been changing. Karine Jean-Pierre, she doesn't even know what story to stay with anymore. I mean, she's getting some of Joe's note cards in order to stay on point because the narrative has changed so much, right?
Well, she doesn't know which lie to peddle. You know, the original line is, I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, nor any member of my family. Now it's, well, I'm not actually in business with my son. Okay, well, that's different. Mm-hmm. I never talked to. And then the earlier comment was, no member of the Biden family ever has gotten any money from China. Well, it now turns out that Hunter Biden got at least, this is according to an FBI 1023 form, I think it's called, at least $10 million from China, maybe more. So that lie is imploded. So he keeps saying that he has no knowledge of this and not involved. Now it turns out he went to Cafe Milano and sat down for dinner with some of these oligarchs and these foreign business people. And it was on the phone, on the speakerphone 20 different times during mm-hmm. business meetings and business dinners that Hunter and Biden and Devin Archer were having with their investors and their prospects. He was calling in or they were calling mm-hmm. him. And he's getting on the phone. And people say, well, they just talked about the weather. Well, they could talk about sports scores. They could talk about ice cream flavors. The fact of the matter is that Hunter Biden was able to show his investors and his business clients, et cetera, hey, I can pick up the phone, watch this. I get the vice president of the United States on the phone, and
exactly.
he answers in three rings and talks to me. Well, that's real access. And if I'm some guy from Russia or Kazakhstan or Ukraine or China, and I want access to the U.S. federal government to make my life easy and my business prosper, that's impressive, and I'll pay big money for that, and they did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's all part of that illusion of access. I mean, I don't know about you, but the last time, I'm trying to remember the last time I sat with a bunch of oligarchs, we probably spent, yeah, I think at least half the time talking about weather. I mean, there's just something about it. These oligarchs, they're quirky people. You know,
yeah,
of all things,
they're just really into meteorology. Who would think? You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all just again, it's all part of the mystery. But that's the thing about the Biden family and the Biden brand is they give you the revelation of these incredible mysteries, and it's just you know, it's a made for television series. Although I'm sure probably some directors and producers wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole because they said no, it's just way too incredible. Nobody would ever believe it, right?
Well, this is part of why it frustrates me that the as I call them, the dinosaur media or legacy media won't cover this. Whether you love Joe Biden, hate Joe Biden, or you're neutral, these are interesting stories. Isn't it interesting that the richest woman in Russia, whose husband was the mayor of Moscow, sent $3.5 million to Hunter Biden? Now, that may be a good thing. Maybe it's beautiful and wonderful she did that. But, boy, it's interesting, and it is newsworthy. It is not non-news that this happened. And you can put it on the air and say, look, here's why it's a great thing. And they put the money to charity, and they saved 1,000 sick children. Yay, applause. But to sit there and not cover it and not tell the American people is just a complete abrogation of their duty. These people are not doing their jobs. They're deserving the American people by not giving them this information. They don't have to attack Hunter Biden or even say it's a bad thing. They just have to tell us that these things occurred. And in fact, if they want to put people on saying that it's a good thing, it advances U.S. foreign relations, it allows for more peace between the U.S. and Russia, and maybe they use the money for charity, maybe it's a very good thing she did this, perhaps. And then if there are wonderful positive details, let's hear them. But to sit there and not cover a story like that and not tell people about $20 million going from these overseas people into the Biden's pockets when he is the president of the United States and he was then the vice president of the United States means that the so-called mainstream media are not doing their jobs. They're not serving the American people.
Well, they're all captured. They're captured by the brand and the politics, DeRoy. They know that, look at, you know, they're close to power, and boy, they're, you know, it's insatiable for them. And they don't want to violate that space. They've got the inside skinny. They get leaks. They, you know, the Biden brand throws them out chunks. And it's not only just the Biden. It's the whole political process. And everybody is captured by it. Social media, the mainstream media, all these other people that are involved in protecting this syndicate. I got to tell you, I bet there's mafia families that are just drooling and envious at what the Bidens have been able to do. I mean, this is quite, you know, quite the corrupt cabal, isn't it?
Well, it's quite a crime family. I mean, they seem to be right up there with the Columbos and the Lucchesis and the Gambinos. It's just astonishing. You know, raking in, I think they use the term skim, quite a bit of skim these guys are getting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice taste on all these deals, just to taste. They just want to taste, you know. They're getting a lot of taste, aren't they? They really are.
Gotta wet my beak. Yeah.
They're getting their beaks wet, no question about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I keep saying that it doesn't stop there. And maybe that's why the full court coverage and defense here is because how does it not go into the Oval Office? Because you've got Biden, his vice president. You got two Secretary of States, and Hillary and John Kerry. They're all corrupt as the day is long. And they're involved in all these kickbacks and money from foreign governments. And you're going to tell me the big guy's not getting his beak wet? I don't think so.
Yeah. Very hard to believe. And by the way, the only reason we know about all this stuff is that the Republicans won the U.S. House last November, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, James Comer, the head of the Government Oversight Committee, Jim Jordan, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, they all deserve an enormous amount of credit.
Well, he's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Bill, my pleasure. Good to talk to you.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.